The wonders of a day off from work.
Man, I am first time recording the podcast with a cup of coffee in my hand.
Oh man, I forgot to pour myself some sake.
Wow.
I know, right? Yo, that I don't know why, but sake actually gets you, boy. Sake will catch you.
It sneaks up on you.
It does. So maybe it's a good thing that I haven't poured myself a cup. Although I might kind of like walk away from the microphone in the middle of the episode to pour some sake. I think that would be good, like radio or podcast or whatever.
That would. Professionalism.
You are live on Rap Sucks Radio, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in, wherever you're tuning in from and whatever platform you are using to do so. Please tell a friend to tell another friend to tell another friend. Like, subscribe, comment, do all of those things. Discuss, yes. Get down with us. As we always start off with, or most of the time at least, got the opening question cracking off.
Mm-hmm. You tell.
This opening question actually is connected to a past opening question.
Okay. Now I'm intrigued.
Kev, you ready to kick that verse on Rap Sucks Radio yet, man? It's episode 38. When are we going to get a verse from Kev?
Well, I will sing Carpenters. We've only just begun.
What episode, to what episode do we need to make it to in order for you to kick a verse?
Oh, man, it's going to have to be in at least the triple digits.
So episode 100, y'all.
At least. You're the one, you just recorded, you said.
This is editing I'm recording. What are you talking about? Why are you lying? Oh. Why are you lying to the people right now? You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
So Kev,
I thought you were putting down raps.
Kev just promised that he'd kick a rap verse episode 100. Do I have you plugged in for that?
That is absolutely not what I said.
All right. Well, I'm going to edit it to make it say so. You are live on Rap Sucks Radio. We'll catch y'all on the other side.
No quid pro quo.
We'll catch y'all on the other side without impeachment.
Rap Sucks Radio. Blah, 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 blah.
Rap Sucks Radio. Yo, did you have something to say about my sister's drop initially? I feel like there's a shade that should be thrown.
I'm trying to figure out the right way to say it.
Nah, just shade it. Just go. Like, go right into the shade.
Why was she trying to sound sexy?
I don't get it either. I had to be the one to record it. That was the worst part.
That's the thing. You should have stopped it. I shouldn't even be talking to her. I'm talking to you.
Listen, dude.
You could have just oops. That got deleted.
She is
You got to do it again.
She is an unstoppable force of ridiculousness. There is no. Well, you can only hope to contain it.
Well,
my brother would agree. By the way,
I was going to say your brother's the only. Of the three of you, the only one who is not a force of ridiculousness.
All right. There's...
His parents got 33%. That's cool.
there's an opinion. All right. All right. Let's get into Out Here Tripping, man. By the way, I want to note that this episode and last episode, I call these episodes like the vault. Because we have all these topics kind of like that we never really got to. And it's getting close to the end of the year. We got to clean the vault out. So this is what's happening. Mm-hmm. Randy Chavarria is out here tripping.
Tripping. I think this is recent. This is actually,
this is actually
relatively up to date.
This is up to date. My bad. I'm trying to figure out what my dog is doing. All right, settle down. Okay, cool. Anyway, Randy, this is real podcasting, y'all. Like, you getting it live. Like, this is happening right in y'all in front of y'all. Anyway,
Randy. Got a little lawyer running around.
I'm just saying. It's I don't know. I can't stand this dog. But anyway,
counselor
Randy Chavarria is out here tripping. Here's the reason why. She is a Texas educator, once lauded as her district's teacher of the year, and she has allegedly performed oral sex on a student in a classroom.
Mm.
Authorities have said, the New York Post reports, this is in Round Rock High School that this happened at. Randy Chavarria is a 36-year-old family and consumer science teacher at Round Rock High School. She was arrested recently after a student told police she had performed oral sex on him twice in October, according to an affidavit obtained by KVUE. Should I continue? Yes, I will. Text messages sent between a student and, I'm going to say Miss, not Mrs., Chavarria, I'm hoping, at least, at the very least, who was named Secondary Teacher of the Year, I have hella jokes, by the school district in May, appear to be consistent with the teen's accusations, investigators say. All right, Kev, you go first. This is crazy.
It's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy. You know. I want to know what was in the text. I want to read the transcripts.
Wait a minute. Yeah, that's like, so you did it and you texted?
What? Yeah. Flying a little too close to the sun there, Randy.
You are, man.
Come on, Randy.
This is Round Rock, Texas, correct? Round Rock High School in Texas. Am I tripping?
Round Rock High School in Texas.
Okay. I don't know why I needed to, that matters. I just needed to make sure I had that under control there. So how do you get primary teacher of the year? Is this what she was attempting to accomplish? Or?
Well, see, that was a joke that I was thinking about making, but then I realized that probably meant that the kid would be even younger. So that's not a good joke to make.
All right. I mean, this is actually like not a story. The last two out here trippings are kind of stories that really aren't that funny, but... but I'm just gonna keep going here. The vault, boy, the vault gives and the vault taketh away. A couple questions here. One, why would you do that? You know, that's just part one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Without any other question, why would you do that is the first one that kicks off. Second off, then why would you text the young man after doing so and incriminate yourself for doing it? That's the other question, right? And the third question posed by your title of the article before it was out here tripping, and you're giving Georgia Clark her job back?
Yeah, another callback to an earlier episode.
Yeah. That's wild.
They gave her back they give her job back and, you know, didn't penalize her. Georgia Clark is the woman who wrote to the president asking him for help in removing immigrant students from her classroom.
Yes.
Not realizing that her words were posted publicly.
Correct.
Because she's a clown.
Clownfish.
She's probably not a consumer scientist.
Not at all.
But yeah, they've given her job back and a patriot, like Randy.
God.
is getting sanctioned.
Why? I don't even. How does this keep happening? Like, this is actually not new. You know what I'm saying? Like, and, you know, the double standard, right? Like, as men, we're generally supposed to be like, yeah, but you know, when you got the hot teacher sometimes, that's what, you know, but I don't know, man. I guess I'm old because I'm like, nah, man, this is gross either way. You know what I'm saying? You should not be doing this one way or the other. So, yeah, I don't even know what
to say. That is gross, but also the really weird thing is that I think that every single one of these stories, they show the pictures of the teachers.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I didn't have no teachers that look like that. None.
You gotta be in Texas, I guess. I can't think of a single teacher that I would be like, yeah, that let's do this.
That's the
I'm doubling down on this. We're making this story more horrible than it actually is by completely like discussing it as if it's not disgusting. But yeah.
Once again, we're walking a fine line.
We walk a tightrope here on Rap Sucks Radio. All right, but
free soloing out there in the land of morality.
What are those people that like jump on buildings or whatever? Parkour.
Morality parkour.
Morality parkour. That's the backup podcast name. Who votes for Teacher of the Year? That's what I want to know.
Clearly, it's the high school students.
Okay, because yeah, I mean, this is, you know what I mean?
No, I have no idea.
Sometimes you want to be first. You know what I mean? And
she won by one vote.
You know, yeah.
Oh man, good for her though. They can't take away the prize.
They can't. Secondary Teacher of the Year. I would suggest that she gets better. Okay, maybe I shouldn't go there.
Yeah.
Maybe I shouldn't go there. I mean, damn, what's the primary Teacher of the Year doing? God, dog, back in time to go to Round Rock. Anyway. Let's get out of here. Let's bank hard left to get out of this topic before. Let's
move along.
Oh boy. Oh man. Three Indiana judges, boy. Mm-hmm. That's like I don't know. A priest and a, I don't know, whatever, walking the bar. Three Indiana judges walking the bar. For real, though. Three Indiana judges walk into White Castle is how this goes. Kev's title for this is Andrew and Bradley Go to White Castle, a.k.a. Wasn't that a Beastie Boys lyric? Kev, man, you...
It's the best one.
You know what? The title, man. The title reigns supreme. Until the homie Left Brain comes in and, like, you know, undermines it. Like he did with my segue title. Three Indiana judges have been suspended without pay for their involvement in a shooting during a drunken brawl outside a White Castle restaurant in May of this year. ABC News reports. These judges are Andrew Adams, Bradley B. Jacobs of Clark County, and Sabrina R. Bell of Crawford County. Kev.
And it seems as though Sabrina, was the instigator.
Listen, man, this is the problem. This is the problem, right? And I'm gonna say this, and Kev is out of this one. This is all on Reg. You know what I'm saying? This is all on track. You know what I mean?
Oh, you're gonna say something sexist, aren't you?
I am. I really am. I'm about to do it. I mean, I've already gone far enough with the first topic. Why not? Why not just continue? See, dude. Even a highly educated judge, you know what I'm saying? Y'all out here messing with these chicks, getting beat up and not smashing them. You know what I'm saying? Hmm. Y'all, see, this is supposed to be something that people, you know, little gangster chicks do. You know what I'm saying? Nah, this is a judge starting a fight and getting people shot. Fellas, y'all gotta watch these chicks, man. They're gonna get you beat up, yo. They're gonna get you shot, man. You gotta be careful out here in these streets. You know what I'm saying?
All three of them are judges, right?
All three of them. Sabrina is also a judge. Yes. She out her county.
How are you gonna be in Indiana? You go to a bar, a strip club, and a White Castle. And you don't just assume that everyone is holding that thing.
Oh, boy. Yo, there was a fourth person involved, though. The Clark County Magistrate, William Dawkins, was also there when they drank. So let's kind of run the story down. An investigation by the Indiana Commission on Judicial Qualifications depicted the judges as wandering the streets of Indianapolis, where they were attending a judicial conference in a drunken haze in the middle of the night on May 1st. I'd like to pause this right here. I have also wandered the streets of Indianapolis in a drunken haze in May before. I was on tour. It happened. So there's that.
Hmm.
So I wandered the two streets you can wander in Indianapolis, because really, honestly, where else are you going to wander in Indianapolis? So I hit the two streets, then I hit the shopping center, and then I went back to my hotel. Because, yeah, it's Indianapolis.
No White Castle?
No, I did not go to White Castle.
Yeah, okay.
there was like two people at that show. It was funny. So anyway, yeah, Kev Brown was pissed. The judges and a fourth man, Clark County Magistrate William Dawkins, met up at a bar where they drank for several hours before deciding to go to a strip club, which was closed. Yes, because it's Indianapolis. Like I just told y'all. I could have told y'all it was closed. Investigators said so. They went to White Castle. The judges remained outside while Dawkins went inside. At about 3:15 a.m., according to judicial documents, that is when two men drove by in a car and shouted something out the window to Bell, to which Bell extended her middle finger in response. See, dude? See, Kev? You know what? See? It don't even matter. You know what I'm saying? It don't even matter. There should be a show, like a reality TV show called This Is How You Get Shot. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
This is how you get shot. You know?
She did it, too.
She did it. The men pulled into the parking lot and got out, which led to a heated verbal altercation, with all participants yelling, using profanity, and making dismissive, mocking, and insolent gestures towards the other group. This sounds like the beginning of, like, Grease. Anyway. The confrontation ended when one of the men in the car, identified as Brandon Kaiser, pulled the gun and shot Adams once and Jacobs twice. Both men underwent emergency surgery and were hospitalized. investigators said Adams kicked Kaiser in the back during the scuffle, and that's why he was criminally charged with battery, while Jacobs and Bell weren't charged.
Wow.
Can I end this really horribly?
Yep.
Neither one of them smashed Sabrina Bell. Neither one of them did.
Oh, man. She's in court according to court documents, the investigation found that Bell was so drunk she couldn't remember flipping off the car. But she concedes that the security camera video shows her making the gesture. So wait, did they lose their jobs?
That's the thing the article doesn't go into. And I actually kind of searched this, and I don't see where they lost their jobs at all.
Yeah. Mm. And now they're attorney general.
Right. In California somewhere. No, I'm kidding.
Mm.
No, we keep our drunks.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we turn our drunks into governors. Not currently, guys. Not currently. Anyway. Yeah.
In fairness, yeah. It seems like that guy was getting ready to shoot somebody that night.
No matter what. Yeah, they pull up, yeah, shouting something out of a car. Somebody was going to get shot. Sabrina just made sure it was the two fellas was with her. That's all. You know what I'm saying?
Or alternately, was he the measured one? He got out of the car, and then it wasn't until he got kicked in the back that he had enough and took the safety off. And let three go.
I'm highly curious of Mr. Adams' karate skills here, martial arts skills. Did he kick him in the small of the back? The upper back? You know, what kind of lift are we talking here? What kind of kick was it? Reverse tiger crane kick? Which kind of kick was it?
Oh, man. Well, it's evidently on camera somewhere.
When the judge is flipping off cars drunk, boy. You know what, man? Judges are people, too. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to get out there and live.
Mm-hmm.
There's that.
And are we to believe that Dawkins was actually putting in orders for all four of them? Because if it's 3:15 and you're drunk, that drunk, If you can remember that kind of a detailed food order, you deserve to live.
What was the plan by going to White Castle after the strip club was closed? You're at a conference, man. Hit the telly, order room service. Chill out. Watch ESPN because it's the only valuable cable channel that any hotel has. Just chill. Or do what I do. Do what I do. Judges, check me out here. I got y'all back. Whenever I'm at a conference or on tour and I got to be in a hotel room, this is what I do. I watch the local news and laugh at what they consider dangerous because I'm from Los Angeles. That's what I do.
Yeah.
I think it's funny.
And then right out your window, you hear, pop, pop, pop.
Yep. And then I go, wow. Sounds a lot like, no, Los Angeles. Good job, guys. Yeah, man. I don't know about all this. They got a trip. The only time I watched local news and been like, whoa, is when I was in New York. I was like, okay, you guys are on a different level out here.
Oh, yeah. Can't even watch local news anymore.
You can't. You can't. No. Yeah. So anyway, I don't know.
But I hope they're okay, and I hope they are have recovered and are healthy and are enjoying their embarrassment in a state of unemployment.
And take Sabrina off your smash list, man. It's not happening. I'm just saying, it's not happening.
Yeah, she's like the judge cash me outside chick.
My daughter always corrects me, so I don't know which one it is. If it's Bad Bobby or Bad Baby, I don't know which one that what the name is supposed to be. But she always corrects me when I say one, so I don't know. I guess it's Bad Baby. Who knows?
Who cares?
Yeah, I was gonna say I don't care. Anyway, well,
Sabrina can be Bad Barbie.
Yeah, she Bobby shrimp on the Bobby. Yeah, whatever. I'd like to. Also, shout out all of my East Coast friends. Are you guys listening? Everybody lean in. White Castle is nasty. On to the next topic.
They're like, and?
Dude, the White Castle versus In-N-Out arguments, I don't even understand why we have to do this.
Is that really an
argument? Oh, my God. It's going to happen now. Now that this is out, it's going to happen. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's not.
And then
I never once heard someone.
Oh boy,
ride for White Castle.
Oh man, they be on my page riding for it. Like it's crazy. If I put up a picture of In-N-Out right now, there's a debate on my page that will start with White Castle, and then all of a sudden they end up with like all these boutique burger spots or whatever that now are popping up.
Well,
it's crazy.
I just had a Shake Shack In-N-Out conversation. It wasn't a debate. It was a civilized conversation because we're both from the West Coast.
Yes. Yeah, Shake Shack is not it for me. So
Shake Shack has beer.
Well, there's that to help it not be, you know, it. So
yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Yo, what's popping in Santa Ana? Santa Ana. You know what I'm saying? Santa Ana. Trek Life topic title. Leave her gone because I'm never hitting Deuce 5. Anyway, a man who admitted to stealing a critically endangered lemur from the Santa Ana Zoo has agreed to plead guilty to a federal criminal charge, the U.S. Department of Justice announced on Monday. I am going to, KTLA has reported this, the man's name is Aquinas Casbar, the lemur's name is Isaac, and I, having been to the Santa Ana Zoo multiple times, believe it is incredibly possible to steal every animal out there period. You could walk out of the Santa Ana Zoo with any of the animals you want. I'm just saying. That zoo is like, it's like for real, like just like a park with animals in it.
Oh, well, yeah, but what was his plan?
Well,
it's not like you're walking into a jewelry store or something.
I don't know, but he got away with it. Initially, I mean, he got snitched on. I think that's how they figured him out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but did he know it was endangered?
I don't know. Aquinas Caspar sounds like a fairly intelligent name, although he's 19 years old, and that would mean lack of intelligence, right?
Oh, go, yeah. Look at his picture. He looks like a dumbass.
Well, so there's that. Oh, man. He's from Newport Beach. He faces a maximum sentence of 1 year in prison and a $100,000 fine. Newport Beach, though, he should be fine, right? $100,000 for somebody from Newport Beach? It should be cool.
We'll see.
This is old news when it happened, but I think it was reported a couple of months ago. But either way, it happened in 2018. So, old news. Caspar broke into the zoo after hours and used bolt cutters to cut open the enclosure that housed lemurs and capuchin monkeys. An action that freed several of the animals, according to federal prosecutors. among those who got out was 32-year-old Isaac, the oldest ringtail lemur in captivity in North America. So I don't know if he stole Isaac or a different lemur, but either way, he let them out.
Or maybe all the other monkeys were young and they just broke out and Isaac was just strolling. like a 32-year-old gentleman.
The only way out of here, guys, is to just walk. You know what I'm saying? Just walk like walk like you're part of the neighborhood. You know what I mean? They might think you're a raccoon and leave you alone. What's that zoo movie where they all break out of the zoo and then they escape to? Is it Madagascar? I think it's Madagascar.
Utopia?
One or the other.
They're literally all the same movie.
they really are. Yeah, this is like a broke version of Madagascar. Oh my god, people are more wild
than ever.
The reason
that this bothers me, what he did next is the thing that bothers me though.
All right, get at it.
He put the lemur, and so is a lemur like a monkey? Kind of looks like a monkey.
Yeah, yeah, right? Yep.
Like a primate.
Yep.
Okay. He put the lemur in an unventilated plastic drawer.
Wait, what?
First of all, what is that? I'm reading this out of the
what is an unventilated plastic drawer? I don't know what that is.
I don't know. So right away, he sounds like he's an idiot.
I'd imagine all plastic drawers are unventilated, right?
Yeah, most all drawers.
Yeah. Like, all right.
And then he abandoned it the following day in front of a veterinarian. In front of the zoo where he got it from? No. In front of a Newport Beach hotel.
Wow. Wow.
Unless, I don't know, maybe Isaac said, I want to just kick back and watch some ESPN.
That's how Isaac...
Order some room service.
That's how Isaac was caught. He was like, man, I thought there were more channels than this. This is crazy. Why are there like 1,000 channels, but only 10 of them work? What are we doing here?
Oh man, yeah, what a dummy. So he got the people at the hotel are the ones who snitched on him?
Yep. I guess so. This sounds like he was having a night out with Andrew Adams, Bradley B. Jacobs, Sabrina Bell, and Clark County Magistrate William Dawkins. That's what this sounds
like. Right. And they were like, well, depending on the jurisdiction, if you cut the hole and they walk out on their own, it's not a
yeah, listen That's to us, me. We're the law. Yeah. I'm sorry, but that's such a stupid story. Dude is so dumb. Like, first of all, I don't even like
I wanted more. I wanted to know that he was going after that endangered lemur because he had a buyer, an overseas buyer who was going to spend untold hundreds to purchase this lemur from him.
Listen,
man. And the drop point was the hotel, and the guy didn't show up.
Because if it's...
He had no choice but to leave.
If it's not that, I don't even like taking care of my dog. I am not taking care of no damn lemur. This dog is literally laying down comfortably, minding his own business, and I'm annoyed. I cannot imagine a lemur flying around my house, like wall to wall, jumping around. Yeah, he better have had a buyer. Hmm. Anyway.
Or maybe it's not. He's 32. Maybe Isaac, he expected him to take him home and he was going to be jumping around and being like, you know, more monkeyish. And Isaac is he's like, I'm grown. He sits back in the armchair and, you know, he smokes a J. And
yeah, puts the reefer in the air. Chills. Puts the
not
reefer.
Fun enough.
Puts the reefer in the
in
air.
In the air.
Him and Isaac. God, dude. God, that's so stupid. That was old news. Let's get into some damn nature.
Damn, you know nature. Saying?
Yep. I did this title.
Every time you drop the damn nature, mm-hmm. I spit all over my computer because I never expect it. I'm never ready for it.
Yeah, that damn nature call is the best. Kev's title, and this is so God, dude, these stories. We back to Indiana, by the way. Snake ladies are better than cat ladies. Well,
yeah, I mean, it's a foot race, but they're still better.
Well, you have a better chance of living in a cat lady's house than in a snake lady's house.
I don't know.
What's the okay? Before we get into this story, there are several different articles out there, and all of these non-scientific fact scientific articles that are claiming to be factual are hilarious. I believe that your cat is the most likely pet to eat you. just for all you cat people out there, followed by your dog.
Wow.
And then followed by every other dangerous animal that you feel like would eat you. I think that they found that cats are the most likely to eat you if you happen to unfortunately die while they're around.
What was the data collection, you know, process?
Coroner
involved in figuring that out.
Coroner's office, maybe? Coroner reports, half-eaten people found in houses.
Okay, so yeah, so they wait till you're dead.
They wait till you're dead. Yes, although, also more information about cats right here on Rap Sucks Radio because that's what you came here for.
That's right.
So the story.
Cat Sucks Radio.
So. Oh God, dude! Why we should never do this show well rested in the day? This is what happens.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't work out. the late night tiredness is what controls this show. Cats are also, I guess, supposedly always willing to kill you. And yeah, you know when they capture birds and mice and drop them in front of you. Allegedly, this has been arguably debunked, but allegedly they're attempting to show you who's boss and scare you. So.
Point taken.
Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. It took me weeks to kill that mouse. Good job. You did it in like an hour. All right. Go away. Anyway, an Indiana woman has died after she was found with an 8-foot python wrapped around her neck in a house owned by a local sheriff that accommodates a collection of snakes. Laura Hurst, rest in peace. This is reported by The Guardian. Laura Hurst, 36 years old, apparently kept some snakes in the house in Oxford, Indiana. Sergeant Kim Riley, an Indiana State Police spokesman, said, according to a report in the Lafayette Journal and Courier, the most disjointed reading that I will do on this show, by the way. Riley said
a lot to get to.
Yeah, it was a lot. Riley said the house contained 140 snakes, and Hurst apparently owned 20 of the snakes and visited the property regularly to visit the reptiles. Was she killed by her own snake or by somebody else's? By one of the other 80 available snakes or whatever, or 120 available snakes. The other question I have here is, an 8-foot python, right?
Mm-hmm.
What did Hulk Hogan claim his arms were? Were they like 24-inch pythons? Do you remember that?
Barely.
I just want to know if it's the same. If when I watch wrestling, you know what I'm saying? Is the experience similar to what ultimately happened to Laura Hurst? This is incredibly insensitive to her life, by the way.
You're saying Hulk Hogan killed her?
I'm saying maybe the snake was named Hulk Hogan. I mean, we don't know. Do snakes have names? Do people name their snakes? People out there with snakes, do you name your snake? I'm curious.
Well, yeah, probably.
How did she get into Sergeant Kim Riley's house? Was she friends with Sergeant Kim Riley? What are you doing with 140 snakes? Where are they? Do they have freedom to roam the house? So many questions.
Who does the counting? Again, what's the process?
Oh, boy.
Well, this says that the county sheriff named Don Munson lives next door to the house with the snakes, but he also has a house with snakes.
What is going on?
Now, if I'm their neighbor, I can't call the sheriff because that's him. Because he has another 50-something in his garage.
In his house.
What kind of dumb shit is this?
What's going on?
52 snakes in his garage.
52 snakes.
Once you get past 20 snakes, it's like, I have like 30-some snakes.
Nah, man.
Let's not count anymore.
It's like 20-something is when you start. It's like 10-something. Nah, man, look. I have more than one snake. Once you have two snakes, stop counting. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. Have quite a few is probably the best answer for that.
Yeah, and I mean, were they taking care of them? Or like you said, were they just roaming freely in the house?
I mean, 140 of them. What else could they do? And then
Let me tell you how many snakes it would take to take over my house. One.
Uno. Straight uno. I mean, yeah. Is that a snake? Oh, yeah, it's a wrap. I'm out of here. What are we doing right now?
Yeah. No.
I once read a story about, did we talk about it here? About the woman whose house was infested? She bought a house and it turned out to be infested with snakes?
No. Did we?
I don't think we talked about it on the show. There's a story out there about a woman who bought a home. Home was perfectly fine. Everything was all good. But she kept hearing, like, there was a snake that fell through her vent. So she had the exterminator come through, get rid of the snake, and then another one fell through. So then finally, the exterminator came out and did, like, an extensive, coverage of the house and said, you should just move. Because there were snakes walls.
This is in America? In the United States?
I'm going to say I don't know. I don't know where that story happened.
That sounds like some Australia.
It does sound like some Australia
situation.
Yeah, it does.
Or Florida.
Yes, I was gonna say Hawaii, but there are allegedly no snakes in Hawaii.
Hmm. Yeah. I've never heard of a snake infestation, though. That sounds suspect.
It does sound suspect, but I'm gonna find the story and make sure I post it so that it can be discussed. But yeah. Rest in peace to Laura Hurst. I'd like to say that being in a room with 140 snakes isn't a wise decision, or a house.
Better than 140 cats.
That is true, because they will eat you, allegedly.
And she didn't even get eaten.
Nope, she just got choked out. You know what I'm saying? They're still investigating that story, or as of the time it was written, they were still investigating to find out, like, how or why, you know what I'm saying? So it might have been a setup.
That's what I was going to say, is maybe Sheriff Munson set her up.
He was tired of it.
He said, I could quadruple my snake count.
Oh, that would be 100.
The only thing standing in my way.
192 snakes for him if he decided so. Or if that all worked out for him. Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
He could be the plug. You think she walked into the house, though, and she saw the 8-foot python and literally right away knew, hey, you're not my snake.
No, mine is like 7 feet. What's this 8-foot one doing here? Wait a minute.
You're not Hulk Hogan. You're that clever land shark.
I'm done. That story is so sad. It's very sad, but it's hilarious. all right, we have reached the closeout topic. These episodes have been relatively short because we're running through certain, you know, there's not a lot of depth in these stories.
It's not a lot, yeah.
Facts 1000. The reason why I have this story here is because I believe people should take social media breaks. This is a Rap Sucks Radio Cares moment. Now, part of that is because I think I think a lot of the negativity on social media can actually really affect you. Can really affect you, and I think
that's bullshit.
See, just right now. Proving it.
Whatever.
And more importantly, there's some more important information for the holidays, as you realize that negative energy negativity in general. So scientists have proven, quote unquote, proven that negativity makes cancer grow inside the body. Daily Health Post reports. So I'll post the article. But if I ever tell you to shut the fuck up, it's for my own health. Just so you know, anybody out there, I would never say that to Kev, but everybody else, just know, if I say, man, shut the fuck up, I'm protecting my health here. You know what I'm saying?
There you
it's
go.
For my health. Right. That's really about it.
If I say shut the fuck up to somebody, it's usually protecting their own.
No, this is, yeah, that's caring on your part for them. I don't care about them. I care about me.
Oh.
Yeah. And I have scientific fact to prove it. What's coming out of your mouth is messing with my health. So shut up.
You're a real giver.
You know what I'm saying?
It is the season of giving.
It is the season of giving, and I have all this information for you. But I do feel like it is important to take social media breaks because there is a lot of various negativity on social media. People complaining about the complainer and then complaining about the fact the complainers are complaining and then just complaining. So, yeah. You know, listen to Rap Sucks Radio.
That's what I'm, you know what I'm going to do once when I see those kind of conversations, and I usually just steer clear of it. I'm like, oh, I don't need to be here. I'm going to start jumping in like on Facebook. Just be like, with the spam. why do those things read? Like, I learned how to make $1,000 a day from my own house.
Yep. I love those. I love them.
Oh yeah, especially this time of year. Be cool, man. Because I was with my little girl at idiot went to the grocery store on Wednesday before Thanksgiving. This is gonna air a week from now, but so the day before Thanksgiving, I'm thinking I'm gonna be a good husband and go to the grocery store and grab a couple things.
That's where you messed up.
That was dumb. That was really
yeah, you screwed up.
Because I thought it was early enough in the day, and it was bananas. So I get it. It's a little annoying. But I drive by this dude who's stopped at a stop sign. I don't have a stop sign.
Right.
But he wants to get in front of me, so he honks heavy.
Oh, boy.
I'm like, come on, man. Like, this one of us is going to end up feeling like a jerk in about 10 minutes. And it's not going to be me.
It's not. Yeah, you know what, man? I have the best. Something to this really quickly. You should advice to all people. Practice ignoring people, because I ignore people constantly. Practice kinder, gentle.
What's that?
Practice ignoring people. practice dismissing people?
Oh, never mind. You'll get it later.
I got it. I was in the middle of my state. I know, Kev. Good. It's ridiculous humor.
Go on. Say your little thing.
Practice kinder, gentler ways of telling people to be quiet. That actually, all of that
helps. For example.
I'm trying to think of a kinder, gentler way to tell people to be quiet. I need more practice. Because I'd be like, yo, I'm done with this conversation. So, yeah.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
We can go ahead and close this chapter of the conversation.
Yeah, no mas. Yeah. So, I'm good on all of that.
Just take it to commercial.
That's the best one. All right, commercial break. You know what I'm saying? Roll credits, actually. We're done with this. No, but I think this is all very important that you got to keep that negativity out. You know what I'm saying? So I'm very serious about this.
And you're going to post this, right?
I am, yes.
For everyone to see and take in, soak up.
Soak up, read, understand, consider. Yes, all of the above.
It's the only constructive, this presents the only constructive case in favor of forgiving you for your generalized, your pizza hate.
Oh, man. Don't even do this. See, this is the negative energy I'm talking about. Like, this pizza.
No.
Yeah.
No, I'm being the positive one.
Yeah, so you think. Yeah. No, it's a horrible thing. So many people have tuned out by this point, by the way. All that being said, you guys have been listening to Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy Track Life and your fam, Kev Sakota.
Yep.
We'd like to thank each and every one of y'all for listening, man. We are at episode 38, well on our way to 50 episodes, which will happen next year. Man, we're getting close to the end of the year, too. I wonder if we're going to do some type of end of the year wrap-up episode or whatever. We'll try to figure that out. We probably won't, though, because that takes some extra work, and we're not going to do that. Please like, subscribe, comment. Check us out on RSR Podcast, where we post all the stories that we discuss for you to check out and fact-check on your own. We also do follow a pretty big negative energy code here. We kind of start off a little serious, and by the end of the show, we make sure that we, you know, make you guys laugh or do something crazy or whatever.
I'm going to take it back down real quick, though.
Okay, I'm there.
The last episode.
Uh-huh.
Tell me the truth.
I'm listening.
You offset my piece at the end of the episode.
I did not, and I never do.
No.
I have never. On everything I love, you do not say peace on the count of three, and I do not understand why you don't do it. I always think that you just want your own solo. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like you're Eddie from Five Heartbeats. Like, this is you. You know what I'm saying?
I was just going to say.
I say on the count of three, we say peace. And then I say 1, 2, 3, peace. And then you be like, peace. Like 2 seconds. 1 second later, I don't get it. I do not get it.
Oh, man. I'm listening. And I was listening to it and I'm thinking, this jerk.
No, never done it once. Not even thought to do it. That's the funny thing. It hasn't even crossed my mind. Yeah. Episode.
I've never once in my life done double dutch, but if I did, I would look just like I look when I'm trying to follow your offbeat counting.
That is horribly sad, but it can be quelled with a rap verse on episode 100.
Not happening.
All right. Well. Anyway, y'all, on the count of three, we say peace. Are you ready, Kev?
Yep.
1, 2, 3. Pizza. I hate this show so fucking much. All right, y'all, we'll catch y'all next time. Peace.
Oh, boy.